Welcome to this deep dive. In this lesson, we're exploring academic integrity, responsible AI use, and human oversight. If you've watched the overview, this will build on that. If not, you'll still be able to follow along. Now, let's go further by exploring practical examples, future workplace relevance, responsible use, and how you can build confidence with this skill. So, I mean, let's just start by thinking about the stakes here.
Oh, the stakes are incredibly high.
Right. Imagine spending 4 years building your professional reputation. You put in the late nights, you do the hard work, you build all this trust with your professors and future employers.
Build a foundation.
Exactly. And then you lose it all in 5 seconds because a chatbot confidently lied to you and you just didn't catch it.
Which is a nightmare scenario, honestly.
Yeah, it totally is. So today, we're looking at why human oversight isn't just, you know, some academic rule you have to follow. It is absolute professional survival in a digital world.
I'd actually argue it is the defining skill of the modern workplace. Like, we are moving from an era where your value was determined by how much information you can memorize.
Which was the old standard, for sure.
Right. To an era where your value is actually determined by your ability to validate, synthesize, and oversee the information that is generated for you.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit.
Yeah.
Because we used to have a very clear, you know, solitary process for producing work. You sat down at a computer, stared at a blank page, and you just typed.
It was very obvious who did the work.
Yes. The effort was highly visible. But now, we step into this digitally enabled future, and the workspace is, well, it's murky.
Very murky.
We're constantly dealing with academic integrity, human oversight, and responsible productivity. To visualize this, I like to think of AI as an incredibly fast, highly enthusiastic intern.
No, I love that analogy.
Right. Like, you wouldn't just submit the intern's very first rough draft to your boss without reading it, would you?
No, absolutely not. That would be a terrible idea.
Because you remain responsible for the quality and the originality of the work.
Exactly. The underlying principle here is that the output is only as credible as the human who is overseeing it.
Since we are the ones ultimately responsible, we really need to look at the massive stakes involved in how we choose to use these tools.
Yeah, because the outcomes of irresponsible versus responsible use are just radically different.
Night and day, right?
For sure. I mean, irresponsible use leads to plagiarism, weak critical thinking, spreading misinformation.
And ethical violations.
Right, which completely damages your credibility. Whereas responsible use, it improves your learning quality, your professionalism, and your ethical awareness. It builds trust.
But let me push back slightly on behalf of anyone listening who is maybe just buried in coursework right now.
Sure.
Isn't the whole point of AI to save us from having to think so hard? Like, why shouldn't we just let it do the heavy lifting?
Well, that temptation is universal, especially when you're facing burnout. But relying on the tool to do the actual thinking introduces this massive danger of weak critical thinking.
How so?
What's fascinating here is that if we outsource our thinking, we lose our ethical awareness, and ultimately we lose our professional trust. By taking the easy way out, we actually damage the exact credibility we are trying to build.
So by skipping the struggle, we kind of cheat ourselves.
Exactly. There's this concept in cognitive psychology called the generation effect. It basically proves that you remember information way better if you actively generate it from your own mind.
Rather than just reading something a machine spit out.
Right. If you bypass that intellectual struggle by having an AI instantly generate an essay, you experience this illusion of competence.
The illusion of competence. That sounds dangerous.
It is. You read the AI's flawless output, it makes perfect sense to you, and you falsely believe, oh, I understand this topic, but you haven't actually learned it, you've just consumed it.
Wow. Okay, so if the goal is to build trust and avoid damaging our credibility, what does this all mean practically? Like, how do we use these tools in real situations without bypassing that necessary effort?
Well, it requires completely dismantling our default trust in printed text.
Which is hard to do.
It's very hard. For decades, we believe that if a computer gives us a structured, grammatically perfect paragraph, it must be, you know, retrieving factual data from some reliable database.
But generative AI doesn't work that way.
Not at all. It is a predictive engine. It's not retrieving facts. It is essentially autocomplete on steroids.
Wait, really? It's just guessing the next word.
Precisely. It maps the statistical probability of language. So, for example, because academic papers usually have citations, the AI knows a citation should logically appear at the end of a paragraph.
So it just makes one up.
Yep. It invents a completely fake, yet highly plausible sounding author and study title, simply because, statistically, a citation belongs there.
That is wild.
That's why it hallucinates. It isn't trying to lie to you. It's just trying to fulfill the mathematical pattern of an essay.
So we absolutely have to verify AI-generated content incredibly carefully.
Yes. You have to treat every AI-generated sentence as an unverified claim. You also have to cite and acknowledge AI use where appropriate.
Right. Maintaining originality and independent thinking. Using AI to support learning rather than, you know, just bypassing the effort entirely.
Exactly. The goal is responsible productivity. You use the tool to get unstuck, not to do the entire job.
Let's look at a concrete example of this responsible productivity in action. Let's see how it directly maps to a future workplace scenario.
Okay, let's talk about a junior analyst.
Perfect. Say this junior analyst is tasked with writing a comprehensive report on the impact of global supply chain disruptions on local economics.
Which is a huge, complex topic. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this scenario perfectly mirrors future professional workflows.
So what's the wrong way to do it?
The irresponsible way is typing a prompt like, write a 10-page analysis on supply chain disruptions and local inflation.
And they just get 10 pages of generic, potentially hallucinated text.
Right. They learn nothing. But the responsible approach, the student or professional, uses the AI strictly for brainstorming.
So they might prompt it with, I need to analyze supply chain disruptions. Give me 5 distinct economic frameworks I could use to structure this report.
Exactly. AI handles the blank page. It does the brainstorming.
And then the human adds the actual value.
Right. They independently conduct the real research. They perform the contextual analysis and they execute the final editing.
That totally proves that human oversight actually improves the quality and accuracy of the work rather than just acting as a polite formality.
It really does. AI gets you started, but human intervention injects actual verifiable reality into the text.
So to get to that high level of professional workflow, we have to actively train ourselves to spot where human contribution is actually needed.
We do. We have to learn how to review an AI-assisted draft critically, like conducting a forensic audit of the text.
So I'm going to turn this directly to you listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
What stands out to Yuri when you look at an AI draft?
Well, the first thing you should look for are areas needing verification. Any definitive statement, any statistic, it needs a primary source.
Because of the hallucinations we talked about.
Exactly. Then you hunt for originality concerns. AI defaults to a very specific rhythm. It lacks what computational linguists call burstiness.
Burstiness, that's a great term.
Yeah, human writing is bursty. We use short, punchy sentences,
yeah.
And then we follow them with long, complex, meandering thoughts.
But AI text is just very uniform.
Very average sentence lengths, highly predictable transitions, like furthermore or in conclusion.
It sounds like everybody and nobody at the same time.
Right. It lacks a heartbeat. So you have to look for opportunities for improvement and identify required human contributions.
You really have to view AI drafts not as finished products, but as rough materials that absolutely need human intervention.
Yes. The reflection prompt everyone should be asking themselves is, how can I use AI responsibly while continuing to strengthen my own skills, creativity, and critical thinking?
That is such a crucial question. And to build these habits of review and reflection, we really need the right tools and a solid foundation of knowledge.
We do. And we have to understand the tools in our digital environment. Things like Turnitin, Grammarly, and ChatGPT itself.
Let's talk about those. Because Turnitin used to just be a straightforward plagiarism checker, right? It matched your text against published work.
But that doesn't work anymore when the text is entirely novel, generated on the fly by an LLM.
So how does it work now?
Well, tools like Turnitin have evolved to act as guardrails. They analyze the predictability of the word choices, the lack of burstiness. They look for the algorithmic averages instead of copied pages.
It's acting as a linguistic detective.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. And what about Grammarly? How do we use that responsibly?
Traditionally, you know, you use it to fix comma splices. But if you blindly accept every suggestion a grammar tool offers, you slowly erode your unique voice.
Your writing just becomes totally sterile.
Exactly. So responsible use means using it to highlight potential errors, but making the active decision on whether fixing it improves clarity or destroys your personal style.
You have to keep that critical friction. And as for tools like ChatGPT, we should be using them as a sparring partner, right?
A brainstorming partner, yes. You enter the ring, throw ideas around, and then step out to do the actual writing yourself. Cultivating these habits really leads to a stronger sense of ethical awareness.
To maintain that awareness, there are some great knowledge check questions from the lesson, kind of like a mental checklist for the listener.
Oh, the pre-flight protocol.
Yes. First, Do I know what academic integrity actually is in this context? Am I being transparent?
Second, why is my human oversight important here? Have I verified the claims?
And finally, am I letting this tool replace my independent thinking? Am I doing the actual cognitive workout?
If you can confidently answer those, you are on the right track. And honestly, for anyone who wants to understand the broader implications of all this, there is some excellent further reading.
Yes, absolutely. We have to mention the foundational texts from the lesson's resources. Co-Intelligence by Ethan Mollick is a fantastic look at working alongside AI.
Such a good read.
And Human Compatible by Stuart Russell really breaks down the need to align AI goals with human ethics.
It's essential.
And then there's Weapons of Math Destruction by Kathy O'Neill, which is just brilliant for understanding how unchecked algorithms can cause real-world damage when oversight is removed.
Those books are incredible resources for understanding why human-in-the-loop oversight is critical on a global scale.
So bringing all of this together, how does this mindset actually prepare us for the future workplace?
Well, it all comes back to the core takeaways. Academic integrity is absolutely essential. Human oversight fundamentally improves the quality and accuracy of the work.
And AI supports learning rather than completely replacing our thinking.
Right. Responsible AI strengthens your professionalism and it builds trust. That is your true value as we move forward.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. I want to offer a final provocative thought for everyone listening to just mull over.
Okay, let's hear it.
If AI eventually becomes capable of producing structurally perfect, deeply researched, completely flawless outputs in an instant, does the actual process of learning, that slow, frustrating struggle of independent critical thinking, become the single most valuable, rare skill a human can possess in the future workplace?
Oh, without question. I mean, when answers are infinite and completely free, the premium skill is knowing which questions to ask.
And having the ethical framework to judge the answers.
Exactly. The human capacity for wrestling with ambiguity, that becomes the ultimate professional differentiator.
It is the one thing the machine can't do. Your ability to maintain oversight and keep your critical thinking razor sharp is your anchor. So to everyone listening, stay curious, stay responsible, and stay future ready.
Yes, and make sure you take the time to review the end of module study guide.
And complete the workbook activities. Putting these concepts into actual practice is how you build true digital confidence.
And again, definitely acknowledge those reference materials if you want to dive deeper. Co-Intelligence, published in 2024. Human Compatible, from 2019.
And Weapons of Math Destruction, published in 2016. They're foundational texts for a reason. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a privilege exploring this critical shift with you.
Thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you next time.